Welcome. I'm Bill Mays, and you are tuned to WDCE-FM. We are broadcasting live from the University of Richmond. This is the Cool Jazz Set, and now here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Bill Mays, one of my favorite and swinging pianists. And I appreciate that nice intro, Bill. Welcome, my friends, to 2 hours of this great American art, modern jazz with taste, right here every week at this time. And thanks so much for being with us. Tonight's show, we're going to swing some old favorites of yours and mine. So I hope you'll enjoy tonight's music. And we'll get started with the one and only Bill Mays with a cut from his album entitled Mays at the Movies. And this is Bill Mays Trio with Peter Washington on bass and Billy Drummond on drums, and performing Anthony Newley's Pure Imagination, the great Bill Mays.
to be young and foolish. We haven't long to be. Soon enough, the carefree days, the sunlit days go by. Soon enough, the bluebird has to fly. One day we fell in love. Now we wonder what we were dreaming of. Smiling in the sunlight, laughing in the rain. I wish that we were young and foolish again. Sunlight, laughing in the rain. I wish that we were young and foolish again. One
and only Tony Bennett with pianist Bill Evans, recorded back in 1975, a nice duo album. And it's entitled appropriately the Tony Bennett Bill Evans album. And they do some nice standards on here too. And as some of you know, Tony has recently, just a few months back, recorded another duo album with wonderful pianist Bill Charlap. And we'll be presenting a special edition of the Cool Jazz Sect next week, all about Bill Charlap, who has some marvelous recordings with a lot of different people. He's a terrific pianist. Okay, and before that, we heard a nice sextet, Michael Benedict and his band called Boptitude, featuring baritone saxophonist Gary Smullyan. And the album is entitled 5 and 1. Up next, this is a nice quartet, vibraphonist Fritz Landesbergen, with the Jeff Hamilton Trio, recorded some years ago. And this is Jeff on drums, Larry Fuller, the pianist, and Lynn Seaton on bass. And this is Benny Golson's Killer Joe.
Young.
Thank you.
and the Larry Goldings Trio. Larry on Hammond B3 and Peter Bernstein on guitar, Bill Stewart on drums, and that was Burt Bacharach's This Guy's in Love with You. Up next, one of my favorite tenor players of all time, the great Dexter Gordon. This was recorded some time ago when he was traveling and touring with a nice quartet that included my good friend Rufus Reed on bass, George Cable, the pianist on this, and this is a nice Thelonious Monk composition, Ruby, My Dear, the Dexter Gordon Quartet.
Thank you. Venez donc chez moi, je vous invite. Y a de la joie chez moi, c'est merveilleux. À côté des étoiles, j'habite. À deux pas du ciel toujours bleu, j'attendrai chez moi votre visite. Là-haut sous les toits, dans mon logis, tous les jours je reçois. Venez, venez vite, c'est gentil chez moi. Venez-y. Papa poudre, papa poudre, bonne été.
This is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Marian, for that timely message. Music education taking place right here at the beautiful University of Richmond. And I hope you will tell your friends about the great music program they have here. They have a wonderful music department. If you know of someone that would like to get a degree in music from a beautiful campus and a great school, great teachers, tell them to check out the University of Richmond. Okay, that last recording we just heard was the very talented Miss Emily Claire Barlow. And we heard her singing in French, of course, Chez moi. I'm not sure what that means. We'll finish out this set with one of my favorite pianists, Gene Harris. This is a recording he did some years ago with his quartet, Ron Ashe on guitar, Luther Hughes, the bassist, and Harold Jones on drums. And this is I Can't Stop Loving You.